This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Glad to have you listening on a Friday, heading towards the weekend. It is an NFL weekend, guys. First weekend for our Falcons as they take on the Bucs. And we are down here, Mike, and we've been here since 2 today. Actually, before that, as they were getting stuff ready, and more Falcon fans are showing up, setting up their chairs, hanging out for this Dirty Birds rally that's going to happen. And again, somebody just came in or actually hit me up and they said, Dukes, who's all going to be there? I don't know. I don't want to promise to tell you somebody's going to be here and they're not. We do know there is supposed to be an appearance by T.I. But Falcon players, if you're wondering, are they showing? Cannot promise you that. I don't want to tell you that's the case. We do know, though, Mike, some former players will be here.
Yes. You'll have some Falcons legends that will be making the rounds and saying hi to the folks. It's always been a great event. Even last year, we had a little bit of rain. This year, the weather looks to be perfect. We had a little shower that rolled through earlier. But people coming in, bringing their folding chairs, bringing their tailgating gear to hang out. It looks like a lot of fun, man. We're getting a look at the folks already set up in front of the stage,
it's
man.
Great. It's great.
It's going to be a blast. So come on down to Atlantic Station. If you got time to grab a bite, swing into Hobnob, man, which locations all over Metro Atlanta. I got one by me in Peachtree City. It's great food, man. Good times, good lunch. So we were talking earlier about Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell?
They keep saying, Carl, it's coming down to a game-time decision. Now the latest information, Mark Grimondi from ESPN.com, Joe Patrick, saying it's going to go down to the wire. It's going to be a game-time call. We did find out some interesting stuff as far as the roster. A guy that did make the team was part of the 7 wide receivers. So maybe this is a sign that Mooney is better. I don't want to read too much into the tea leaves. But DS5, the former college quarterback turned wide receiver, David Sills V, is released from the active roster.
Okay. And I'll say this, too. This may be where Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, the staff has to protect Darnell Mooney from himself. Mooney did not really participate in camp because of this injury. We know what he can do. We trust him. I do not know if he's in the physical shape he needs to be in. Only they know that. But I also don't want to risk him for the season.
Right.
And if that means he misses week one, guys, we got to go to work and win without him. And Mike, you know I love his ability and what he does for this football team, but that's kind of where I'm at. The week is going on and on and on, and now you're telling me from game time decision to, like, before we run out of the tunnel, right, is he playing or not? Like, I don't know, guys. I just feel very skeptical
about
this.
Yeah, I just don't know what Kyle Pitts is going to do in the lurch. I mean, can you step in and be that guy? We've talked about him coming to the rescue. As I say, this couple of folks wearing Pitts jerseys rolling right in. I guess they get angry when we talk about him
sometimes.
But, no, when you want to see Pitts, he can be some of the cavalry coming over the hill to the rescue. Casey Washington is an athletic receiver in his second year, the former sixth-rounder, but he's not as good as Darnell Mooney.
No.
Mooney's just a special athlete. Remember, you and I were joking around when we signed him. Kirk Cousins saw him with the Bears. And like, we spent what money on Darnell Mooney? Guy should have been a 1,000-yard receiver last year because, you know, Cousins kind of conked out. He missed the last game with a concussion. So we'll see where that goes. The Bucs, looks like Vita Vea, he's not going to be 100%, but he's going to be in there. Werfs is definitely out. Godwin is definitely out. So they're dealing with their own injuries too.
How do you feel about this game? It's Friday. Sunday, 1 o'clock, kickoff, Michael Penix under center. We had Mike on the show on Wednesday, and we told you then his confidence level's off the charts. It's not a cockiness. It's just he's very confident in what he's able to do and what he feels like this team is going to be able to do. I feel really good about where we are. Here's the question mark for me. Can we stop this Buccaneers run game? Because, again, they are going to attempt to run the football down our throat. And
right.
It's something they know they had success with last year. Mike, that is where I start in this football game. Are we going to score points, guys? Yes. We're going to move the ball. Can we stop their run game and not allow Baker Mayfield to get into this rhythm, Mike, where he's picking us apart?
Right. I mean, certainly if not Kirk Cousins winning the game, Baker Mayfield probably was going to be the NFC Offensive Player of the Week from that overtime win on Thursday night. But down in Tampa, you know, Bucky Irving shows you what he can do. This is the new offensive coordinator because Liam Cohen is up there with Jacksonville.
That's right.
So we'll see what the new OC, who's of the same group, but as we heard yesterday down in Tampa, Rick Stroud, was saying this is like the eighth different coordinator that Baker Mayfield's had in his pro career. That's insane. You know, when you're talking about guys' development, but he's always been able to shrug it off and get on with it. But the quick hits, how good – we might see how good Divine Diablo is, you know, in some of those coverages. And, you know, side-to-side stuff, stuff that we were hoping Troy Anderson was going to be in watching the receivers out of the backfield, the quick hits. And then we always got to contain Mike Evans. You know, we talk about the certain players in this division to give us fits. How much about Mike Evans?
Well, he's a typical defend for any team in the league. You got to pick and choose when you want to, you know, double team him, might bracket him, because he can make the high point catches and he's a 50-50 guy. This is the thing about Baker. He doesn't have to be perfect with Mike Evans. He can just put it in the area and Mike makes plays. So I may have told this story like before camp, maybe before the summer got underway. I talked to Mike, and I know him from his days back at Texas A&M, and he said, look, man, I got a new regimen, a new program, older player now, trying to get my body in a different position to go through the season. And then camp starts, Mike, and you're talking about Emeka Ibuka, and everybody's ranting and raving about him. Mike had a great camp, but it just goes under the radar because he's been so damn good in his career. 10 seasons of 1,000 yards?
Right.
So
then we talked to Rick Stroud, you just mentioned Emeka Ibuka, you know, not as maybe highly touted as Marvin Harrison was coming out of junior, was coming out of school a year ago. But this guy, you know, you heard Rick Stroud gushing about the playmaking ability, how they can use him all over the field. So, man, you think it's going to be a high-scoring game, by the way? Because it's
27-24, 28-24.
It's definitely one possession. Falcons are getting 2 points. The home team traditionally gets 3. And I said to Carl all week long, I've been telling you guys, it's not that, you know, we don't think Michael Penix can do the job, just the country and the betting country, i.e. Vegas, doesn't know what we are yet. They don't know about our defense. I mean, Jalen Walker, we haven't seen Jalen Walker yet at practice. We know what he did at Georgia. We know what he did against Texas. We know what he's capable of. Maybe Jalen Walker and Pierce, we're going to see the start of a new era where we've got like these tremendous, if not bookends, because Jalen can play all over the field, but Leonard Floyd, maybe we're going to be talking about a couple of sacks and keeping Baker in that pocket, not letting him roam around.
Tampa ran for 160 yards against us in the first game last year. That's a problem.
Right.
And that is where this game starts for me. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear what Raheem Morris had to say about the Tampa offense and scouting the Tampa offense.
I mean, an unbelievable test. You know, you talk about Baker, the knowledge he has, the amount of experience he has on different teams and everything that he's done in his league. It's been impressive, particularly within the last couple of years. What are you talking about, the three-game trip to L.A. with us or going to Tampa and really taking over there, an impossible situation following Tom Brady, being able to maintain the success, so much experience there, you know, basically made or helped make two head coaches in the National Football League going there playing really well. Mike Evans, what else could be said positive about? What can't be said positive about Mike Evans? The guy that he is, the challenge that he presents, you know, if you put him in a one-on-one situation, you're going to pay for it, and he can make anybody pay for it. He's talented that way, and they got a bunch of really skilled running backs, three-headed monster. I think I talked about them last year. Don't get enough credit that what they're able to do and what they did last year running the football. They're well coached by Carbs and those guys there in Tampa, and they do such a good job of running the football.
Yeah, it sounds simplistic, and you hear Ra, and again, mm-hmm. Mike and I, we see him all the time and talk to him, but he's just laying it out to you. Like, there will be no surprises in this game if Tampa gets rolling and they do all the things he just talked about.
Right, and then if all of a sudden, you know, heaven forbid, you know, like any NFL, this is for college, hell, it's for high school. You get down by 10 points or, you know, two touchdowns, now all of a sudden you're one-dimensional. Now Bijan doesn't become a factor, or Tyler Allgeier. On the flip side, I want to see Tyler Allgeier be part of a balanced attack, because I think he can be a force in any of these games this year and not wear down with Bijan. Also, conversely, I want to see imagination from Zach Robinson. I want to see Bijan in some pass patterns, more than just, you know, and wheel routes are always effective. We saw that 2 years ago against New Orleans. But certainly make up for the loss of Darnell Mooney. How can Pitts be a part of that? You know, I mean, imagine if we're talking about coming back to work on Monday. We're talking about Pitts with a touchdown and 80 yards receiving.
Take it.
That's what we're looking for, man. That puts you up there with those elites that he's supposed to be.
Yeah, I'll take it. Hey,
and what, you worried about Elijah Wilkinson in the final analysis? Look, we got to roll with it for the next couple of weeks until Storm Norton's ready one way or the other.
Well, yes, and I just feel like we got to trust it. I'm not telling you he's not going to get beat, guys. It's the NFL. They get those other guys get paid too. He just can't get beat consistently. He just can't be the issue as to the reason why the offense is not moving the football. If we're moving the ball, Mike, and there's some mistakes, there will be, I'm okay. But I'm going to tell you, I got to trust it until otherwise, because that's just where we are.
Last segment of the show, we're going to drop our over-unders for the Falcons, correct? Our win totals?
Yes, we are.
We've been teasing it all summer long.
Well, we're going to do it here in about 20 minutes. Right. We will give you the full layout of all of that here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we're coming back. We got some college stuff coming up as well. Big games we'll lay out this weekend. Neither the case for Georgia Tech, but they do have important games. We'll tell you why coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got great top 25 action going on this weekend. Not as prominent matchups as there were last week, but let's start first with the local teams, and that's, of course, Georgia Tech, Mike. Look, they both got wins in week one. I thought Georgia Tech's win was bigger simply because it was on the road against Colorado, all the hype, pomp, and circumstance surrounding that. But they go handle it. Now you come back home, you're playing Gardner-Webb. You've got to be able to show that you can handle off of a win where people expected you, at least I did, to go win a game like that, and then you come back the next week. Don't wet the bed, Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and one thing I'm also interested in seeing the passing game get more, you know, prominent in that attack. And we talked about a couple of articles, and again, some from smaller websites and then got picked up by bigger sports websites, but inferring that Haynes King has got a shoulder issue and he's just never going to be able to throw that football until he maybe needs some more surgery. They're not doctors, nor are we. But it does look certainly a little bit conspicuous how, you know, let's be honest, uncompelling the passing game was in the Colorado win.
No, it was. As a matter of fact, he was more dangerous with his legs than he was his arm. But I'm with you on that. And by the way, I do expect him to win and win easily. Let's just be honest. This is a game you should handle. And if Brent Key is the coach we think he is, they will. Now, Georgia, on the other hand, Mike, you say, okay, well, what about Georgia? What are the expectations going into this week? I think, Mike, you want to work on things to get you ready for Tennessee. I'm not saying this is a practice. We're talking about practice. But it sort of is. Mm. I mean, you're not playing a team that's on your level. They don't have the talent on the field that you're going to have. Let's see some of the things we didn't see maybe last week.
Well, I thought it was interesting what Mike Griffith brought up yesterday about the same time, talking about the dog saying, you know, if this was a game at Neyland Stadium, you are not going to be going for some of those short yardage situations on fourth down. You could do that against Marshall. You can manhandle them up and down the field. So let's play clean, you know, get some of the short yardage things. But there's just no way to take anything from an Austin Peay victory against the Governors to, you know, other than just play clean, get everybody healthy, and certainly the offensive line stay healthy too. We don't need more injuries on the offensive line, but to get them ready for Tennessee. Tennessee looked pretty good. I mean, we know Syracuse was depleted with the turnover they had in their class, but if you're a Tennessee fan, aren't you feeling a mile high and you're feeling like, at least at the bare minimum, you can go toe-to-toe in a toss-up game with Georgia?
Well, Tennessee fans realize nobody's talking about them because everybody's talking about the Nico thing and everybody believes that they are so far past that.
And Aguilar looked good.
Yes, and they showed that last week. I think one of the big games, obviously, this weekend is Iowa State. Rocco Becht is the quarterback. He's a very good quarterback for Iowa State. They are a 3.5-point favorite, by the way, over Iowa, who traditionally has issues scoring. But that game is at noon on Fox. It's the big noon game. And certainly people will be paying attention to that because of the rivalry. But, Mike, once you get down to some of the other games that we'll be paying attention to, and we'll be talking all about this on Monday, guys, coming back from a big college football weekend and, of course, the NFL. Clemson bouncing back. They get Troy this week.
Well, I mean, certainly it's a big number. I think it's about 31.5, so you got to figure they're going to release the hounds. Look, say what you want about Dabo. I know I never understood why people have a problem with Dabo. I mean, I understand why some East Coast media, they don't like the religion thing, but it works for a lot of coaches, and he's one of them. But Dabo is a good coach, and, yeah, he dragged his feet on the transfer portal. But, man, did he ever drop the hammer on his own quarterback? He basically said Kate Klubnik made terrible decisions. Klubnik said he was too preoccupied on what they were doing, talking about LSU. Mm. And there were moments where, as you always say, pull, you got to cut it loose. But, I mean, Dabo went about his – I got to be honest – that's about as down I've heard of, I mean, just keeping it real, how bad his quarterback played in a big game. That, you know, you were not ready for the, you had all summer, you weren't ready for the big game, just like Alabama, right? Ty Simpson wasn't ready for the big game with Kalen DeBoer.
Klubnik last week, 230, one pick, right?
But it was the incompletions that were open. Yes. It was the moments that guys were, receivers that were, what's crazy is he made the throw last year, but he just couldn't seem to make the throw against LSU.
Ole Miss, Kentucky, SEC action. This matters only because Kentucky beat Ole Miss last year.
Right.
They are, Ole Miss is an 8.5-point favorite at Kentucky, 3:30 on ABC. And, guys, we said it, not as many compelling matchups, but this was personal because this kind of put the damper on Ole Miss's season last year before they lost to Florida, right?
Right.
And you started to believe, like, Ole Miss may make the playoff. And then these,
Lane Kiffin always loses games he's not supposed to.
And these things happen. So I think this is a revenge game for Ole Miss. And, Mike, we talked about their quarterback situation. Simmons is a dude, man. He looked really good in the first game. They scored 60 points, but they didn't play anybody.
No, but they got those typical super athletic wide receivers. And, again, I'd like to see, you know, I feel bad for Stoops. He's done a really nice job. But, you know, you follow up for your daughter at Kentucky. But this seems to be the ultimate hot seat right now in the SEC.
Yeah, look, this game doesn't get him fired. It's the rest of the SEC games, right? It's going to be where he has a letdown against teams that they feel like he should be more competitive against. This game last year saved his job. When they went to Ole Miss and won, that literally put Stoops in a good light for everybody to say, okay, maybe there's a possibility. I think it's a false narrative. I think his time has passed.
Biggest game for me this weekend is that Michigan-Oklahoma game. Oklahoma, of course, in the SEC. John Mateer, that story just disappeared. Remember that story about him sending some Venmo for some buddies and joking around that it was for a bet? Again, with guys making millions, who really gives a crap?
I like OU, you know, Mike.
But OU is a 5.5-point favorite, but a lot of people feel that Bryce Underwood in Michigan can keep that game close, keep it within 3 points. He's allegedly a $4 million, reportedly a $4 million man. They do it illegal in Michigan, it's allegedly. But what do you think? Can Underwood handle the heat in Norman?
I do. Watched the Michigan game last week because I was just curious about all the hype. We're talking about a true freshman stepping in at Michigan, big deal. And regardless of what you think of the program and whether you think they should be able to be in the playoff or not, they can if they make it. He's got some tools, and I don't think he's overrated at all, but this is going to be the biggest atmosphere he's ever played in, and OU is ready, man. Brent Venables has got to find a way.
Florida played literally nobody. LIU had like 35 guys in uniform. So they trounced them, typical Florida Gators out of conference. But now they get USF. USF boat raced the Boise State team.
I like South Florida.
I mean, if ever there's a game that you'll get Gator fans losing their minds is if Billy Napier, and by the way, Florida is a 17.5-point favorite against the Bulls coming up I-75.
I think the Bulls cover that. I do think Florida wins, but I think the Bulls cover that. Part of this is DJ Lagway, I don't know if he's 100 yet.
Right.
I just don't. I mean, like, they won last week. But remember, he didn't even play hardly. He threw a couple of touchdowns. They pulled him. So we're going to see more this week against the Bulls.
Arizona State, of course, Scatabules. He's made it to the NFL and the Giants. But Arizona State, man, comes in at number 12. They're traveling to Stark, Vegas. Apparently in Arizona State, in Tempe, everybody was ringing cowbells to try to simulate what you're going to get. at Miss State.
Miss State, yeah. They ring the hell out of those bells. It's so annoying, but it's kind of their thing. I got to tell you guys, though, as we talk about college football, and Mike and I are going to give you our predictions, not only for this weekend, but for the season when it comes to our Falcons. It's time. Alabama. What are you expecting from Alabama this week? Now, look, it's UL Monroe.
Right.
Alabama is a 35-point favorite in this game. But coming off of that loss and the criticism last week, and rightfully so, you have to believe, like, if this was a Nick Saban team, I would tell you they're going to win by 50.
Right.
But I don't know, Mike. I mean, I'm not telling you they're not going to beat UL Monroe, I don't know what to expect.
If Ty Simpson comes out and looks awful, does Kalen DeBoer – because the last thing Kalen DeBoer needs is to have a quarterback controversy. Mm. But, I mean, you know, Ty Simpson wasn't named the starter late in camp. And to a lot of Alabama fans, I heard mumbling at Hardee's, Carl and Colquitt, they're not happy with any aspect of this team. But, I mean, to not be able to handle the zone read and what Gus Malzahn put together, other teams will certainly throw more at that. But just beat Monroe, get your footing, get back on track. But, I just think there's so many things to not like about, especially that nonsensical soundbite we played of Kalen DeBoer the other day on the show.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about,
right,
man?
Right,
I mean, if you're looking to sort of read
that.
You're looking to read. He's quibbling over, you know, what the date and time that he was talking about his team with the reporter. The soundbite was just so weird. And then goes on to say the way they handled this humiliating loss is so much better than the way they handled humiliating losses last year that I know I've got winners in that locker room. It's like, all righty then. Speaking of guys that upset Alabama, Vanderbilt, just a 2.5-point favorite at Virginia Tech. The Hokies were in the game against South Carolina until they won. Special teams play, as they often do, turned it around.
Don't trust their quarterback.
Yeah, I don't either. But for Pavia, this is a game that Pavia, with all the swagger, they don't lose this game, do they?
No. I think Vandy goes and wins this game. Look, Virginia Tech, their quarterback just didn't feel like he could carry them in those big moments. And there are going to be a couple of those in this game where Vandy may be up and he needs to do some special things. I don't think he's capable. And by the way, let me say this. Alabama fans are already mad. Dukes, I see you, hater. If you don't cover the 30, people are going to say, why not? That's what I'm getting to. You're that much better than UL Monroe. And it just makes you kind of go, all right, does he have everything in place to recover from a loss like that?
We mentioned Virginia Tech. Also, Duke gets Illinois. Number 11 Illinois. Brett Bielema making some noise.
They are.
With the Illini. Florida State, they're taking on Sinbad and Kathy Ireland, Carl. They've got a female kicker on East Texas A&M. So I know you're not paying attention. No, that's the reference to unnecessary roughness. Remember that? Robert Loggia.
Loggia.
With that Texas State. Also, UVA taking on NC State. And Miami, they always play Bethune-Cookman as a tune-up.
Hey, man, reminder, we are your home for live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday, 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman set the stage for all the big matchups, and then we have a triple header of games, starting with Iowa State. That's at noon, followed by Oklahoma State at Oregon, and then Michigan at Oklahoma. That's this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Predictions next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we give you our picks, our official picks for 2025 with our Atlanta Falcons, it's game week. It is week one against the Bucs. And again, nobody brings you more exclusive coverage than Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are there each and every week with Coach Ra, the players. This week we talk to our quarterback, Michael Penix. Every week, things like that you can expect here on the show. Before we get to our official predictions, Mike, there are things going on around the NFL that will affect Sunday's games.
Yeah, man. Christian McCaffrey showed up on the injury report with a calf injury, which, I mean, kind of like a punchline on a joke, you know, when you think about, you know, where we're at. You know, at this time in his career, because we've talked about, do you draft him in fantasy or do you stay away? And I did, and gladly did. The big story, though, is Micah Parsons, because the back issue, it really seems to be an issue. He's listed as questionable right now for their matchup. And certainly, you know, if you're a Green Bay fan, you were feeling, you know, a mile high just a couple days ago. And all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, is this guy actually going to play? Because all of a sudden, you know, Jerry Jones, and it was funny, those AI memes that dropped last night going, we're about to one elite defensive player away from winning this game. He didn't say that. But, of course, the inference being, yes, you can use a Micah Parsons. But do you think we're going to see Parsons on a pitch count?
I don't. They're in a similar situation, different but similar. Do you risk him in game one when you just signed this wonderful piece to help
right.
your defense?
The new toy you want to break out under the Christmas tree, right?
And there's too much season. And look, as much as Parsons says, I'm ready or I'm ramping up or whatever the hell he says, I think that was the phrase, I'm ramping up.
Right.
I don't risk this. Mike, that's $188 million investment right now for the next 4 years. You need Micah Parsons completely 100% before you throw him out there. I need him in game shape. He's not. He's not practiced like that. So I don't think we see him, but I got to tell you guys something. I think the Packers are going to be really good, and that was before Micah Parsons got there.
By the way, the Falcons-Bucks game, it just dropped down to, according to Vegas Insider, down to a point and a half.
Really?
Yeah, so the Falcons are now a point and a half dog, which was interesting because, again, it was 2 points just this morning, so down to one in some sports books, like Caesars.
I like that.
But
all of a sudden,
so that's, you know, we should be a three-point favorite at home, but whether that's information about the status of Vita Vea or, you know, what else is going on, or now confirming that Wirfs isn't going to play, we knew that. But the over-under on this one, and this is where you and I were talking about a high-scoring game, 47.5 is still the conventional wisdom. So 28-21 would put you over. 27-21 puts you over as well.
Cam Hayward says he's preparing to play. Did you see this?
Yeah, the story earlier from Pro Football Talk was he was thinking about not playing because he did not get the raise he was looking for at this advanced stage of his career.
Okay, yeah, here's the quote. I'm preparing, still got some time, but we'll see. It feels like he's just playing this out to see where this is going to go.
Players, I get it. Guys have got his back, but I just think it's such an ill-timed move. Just because you don't have, I mean, the leverage you have is what's his backup? If his backup can't bring the heat, then, you know, I don't see the Steelers acquiescing to his demands in the 11th hour on this.
Me neither.
He's just an older veteran. You don't get raises at this stage of your career. You play out your contract.
Yeah, it's hard. Before we get to our Falcons predictions, and by the way, we got the high school scoreboard show coming up tonight. Our man Sam and Coach, they will have you covered. Big matchups around Atlanta and certainly around the state as well. So stay tuned coming up here at 6 o'clock. Mike, Chiefs, Chargers. Let's talk about this. This is the game tonight, because last night we got a crazy game with the Cowboys and the Eagles. If you missed our thoughts and opinions on the whole spitting gate with Jalen Carter and Dak Prescott, rewind, download the app, and make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bell. What do you think tonight?
Yeah, man, I'd like to see, you know, the Chargers get things cooking with Lat McConkey and the new look. Not really new looks. They brought Keenan Allen back. That's the thing. It's just not a compelling, you know, as far as, you know, vertical passing game you'd maybe like to see. But Jim Harbaugh don't want to do that anyway. He wants to run the football all day long. They've got their new pieces, Omarion Hampton, the running back from North Carolina.
That's right.
So we'll see what he can do. You could argue that the Chiefs got something to prove because, you know, their defense will still be in. I think they'll hassle Justin Herbert. But what's it going to look like without all their weapons at wide receiver? You mentioned a great point. Just 22 points last year as they grinded their way to the Super Bowl defeat at the hands of the Eagles.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's an example that we think the Chiefs being the most dynamic offense in the league, and they went 15-1 and barely scored 20 a game. That's defense. That's defense winning games. That's defense being, you know, giving you turnovers. And I think, Mike, when we talk about overall defensively, again, fourth in the league, it's something that goes unspoken about the Chiefs. Eighth against the rush. They stopped the run. So, and by the way, they had the fourth best scoring defense. These are the things that have kept Patrick Mahomes in the mix. It's not been this dynamic down the field, big plays like he had Tariq Hill.
Right.
I don't know what this looks like this year. I trust Andy Reid, but I just feel like there will be some change in that division because of the coaches, whether Sean Payton or Jim Harbaugh. I feel like all these teams are coming, and we'll see what happens.
I just say, you know, you bet against the Chiefs at your own peril. I do think the offensive line moves they made to fix the O-line, because everyone said, that's it, they're done because the Eagles smashed them up.
They did.
That was a bad offensive line. Now, speaking of bad offensive lines, Rashawn Slater is already missing from the Chargers. They got another guy, Trey Pipkins, in the starting lineup. Joe Alt's in a different spot. So you might see the Chargers wanting to run the football, but they might not be able to do it because of how banged up they are up front going up against the front seven of the Chiefs.
You like the Chiefs tonight?
If I bet it, I'd probably take the Chiefs, by the way. Chargers fans, or those people that claim to be Chargers fans, upset. It's supposed to be a home game for the Chargers. Both end zones have both teams. Yes, the Chiefs end zone on one side, Chargers on the other. When the Eagles played the Packers last year, it was all Eagles, the way it's supposed to be for a home game. Like, you won't see the Buccaneers have an end zone at Mercedes-Benz on Sunday.
No, you will not. Hey, before we get to our predictions, Dan Orlowski today, a couple of guys have sent me this, didn't see it. Don't need to, because I like our team. But I respect that Dan and more people around the country are saying, hey, this might be a team to need to look out for. And Orlowski today said the team to really look out for is our Atlanta Falcons.
Hey, hey.
So some people jumping on this, and he talked about Michael Penix, Mike, and his development and all that. But I'm not going to get overly excited. We know how these national pundits can be at times where they're on board and they're not. And I feel like we got a good squad. We just got to go out, and Mike said it. Nobody knows enough about our team. But Dan Orlowski is one of those guys that said, hey, you need to watch out for the Falcons.
Well, I do like the fact that, you know, for better or worse, Lewis Riddick was throwing out some crazy stuff out there. As you said, a fearless and bold prediction to say that James Pierce Jr. would lead the entire NFL in sacks. I'll be happy just to get eight. But, I mean, hey, James Pierce Jr., can't wait to see him do his thing. And we did get a chance to really see Jalen Walker go, but you're going to see him, of course, coming up on Sunday.
All right, Mike, let's get to it, man. Give me your predictions for our Atlanta Falcons. We're talking about the season, man. What do we do?
All right, man. The over-under from Vegas is 7.5.
Wow.
So Vegas doesn't think we're going to do anything. And I got to be honest, when you look at the numbers, what's going to take to get us in the playoffs? I mean, I don't think 10 wins gets you the wild card. Last year, guys, just as a reference point, NFC is better than the AFC. The Commanders had 12 wins as a wild card, 14 wins for Minnesota, 11 wins for Green Bay. We'll have to get 10 wins to win the division. I'm tossed between 9 and 10. I don't think 9 even gets us close to the playoffs. 10 wins, and we got to beat the Buccaneers. That starts with Sunday. So I'm going to go over-under 10 wins, and that's 2.5 more than what Vegas has given us credit for. But the only way we make the playoffs, Carl, is by having 10 wins.
So,
and if we don't, it's 8 years without the playoffs.
Oh, don't tell me that. That's just it's maddening. I'm with you on this. You can't lose the games you're supposed to win. Now, you're going to say, Dukes and Bill, what games are we supposed to win? Well, I'll tell you right now, the Saints games. Saints are going to be terrible,
right?
Okay? And I'm just telling you, if they somehow sweep us, it's an indictment of our coaching staff. There's no way in hell the Saints, this version of the Saints, should be in position to do that. I'm not telling you they're not going to give us a best game, their best game, but those are games you should win. Mike, I'll tell you another one. The Colts game is another game overseas that you should be able to handle. When you look at what they are and where they currently are, that is a game that you go, okay. So the Patriots, we go to New England. I get it. Mike Vrabel, respected. Guys, they're still figuring this out. They went and spent a lot of money in the offseason in free agency. I don't know what the Patriots are.
Right.
I feel like there are games that you shouldn't lose, that you should win. But if you're telling me against the Bills when they come here, I get it. Tough game. If you're telling me when Seattle comes in here, they had a top 10 defense last year, I understand. But there are games we can't lose that we should win.
Dolphins don't know. There's a lot of teams like you don't know what the Colts are going to be. It's hard to see them being a playoff contender with Daniel Jones. It's hard to see the Dolphins staying. I mean, Dolphins defense is kind of mush. You got a Tariq Hill controversy. Two is always one hit away. But we're getting the AFC East and we get the NFC West. So we get, for instance, we get Sam Darnold in Seattle. Does that scare you?
No, but their defense is good.
San Francisco, I think San Francisco takes a step back this year. That's not part of the elite NFC in my mind.
What's the latest on McCaffrey,
It's a calf injury. It's a designation as questionable right now with a calf injury. We get Minnesota. We get Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy in their house. You know, how are they going to react? They do not have their full complement of wide receivers. But just looking at all the wins that you had to get to make the wild card, we've got to get to 10. And I think 10 is the division. I think division title, but that means we cannot lose these games. Guys, we swept the Bucs last year and still found a way to lose this division. This year it's Michael Penix's turn to ride. I'm still worried about Elijah Wilkinson. Hopefully we get through the first quarter of the season and Storm Norton comes to the rescue. Or maybe Elijah surprises us all and gets the job done starting on Sunday.
Bucs, Vikings, Panthers, Commanders. I got us winning 10 games as well. I want to tell you 11, but I feel like some of these primetime games are going to be a real challenge. And it's just, guys, we got a bunch of primetimes. The Vikings game is a Sunday night game.
That's
their home opener.
But they don't have all their wide receivers. They got a guy suspended with Addison. They got other issues. Day-Day, what do you got for your over-under tonight? What do you got for your win total with the Dirty Birds?
So I do have over the 7.5, but I will be honest, it is tough for me to see 10 straight-up wins.
Uh-oh.
So I got them at 9 right now.
Okay.
Ooh, that means we're probably keeping the does the general manager keep his job with a 9-win season with no playoffs?
Is that progress?
Technically, yes.
Technically,
is one game better?
Technically, it is. Is it? But is it real progress?
Right.
Enough to
is it change you can believe in?
Yeah, that you can keep your gig. Cannot wait till the season
gets underway.
Well, thanks
for piddling on my Rice Krispies there with your 9 wins, Dave.
I, by the way,
I understand. Well, I'm close to 9 too.
I have us in a dogfight Sunday, and I've told you this for 2 weeks. It's gonna come down to last possession. Because that's how it is with the Bucs. This is a really good team. If Penix has the ball with 3 minutes to play, we got a shot. If they got the ball with 3 minutes to play, we got to find a way to get off the field. I do not think we get blown out, but we also have to stop the run. If we can do that, we're going to be in a really good spot.
We talked about the tackle thing. Some guys said you're making too much of it. But if you can't, if Wilkinson can't do the job, as we just said, great. But you're still trying to get to that bye week that we were so mad about being so early. Now that early bye week seems like almost a blessing in disguise, Carl. If we get Storm Norton back a little earlier than expected, it's 6 to 8 weeks with that ankle. But that's worst case. You know, other situations where, man, we got to start shuffling the offensive line, move Bergeron. Hope it doesn't come to that. Vegas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.